Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emily, always excited to be here for another mind-shifting conversation. And it is Monday already. It's a Monday after Valentine's Day. We had a great conversation last week with Sister Big Bones that was joining us here, my partner in success and crime sometimes. And also we had a roundtable discussion. We had some great guests that were here just sharing their perspectives. We were getting a male perspective about Valentine's Day. So we had an awesome show last week. It was tons of fun. If for some reason you missed the show, I definitely encourage you to go online and check out the replay at mindshifttalkradio.com. But again, thank you for tuning in this week. For those of you that are joining in the chat room, we'd love to hear your feedback, any questions, any comments, any concerns. Be sure to drop it in the chat room. But of course, we want to be respectful. Also, if there's anything you'd like to share tonight, if you have any questions, if there's any comments you'd like to make on the air, feel free to give us a phone call at area code 347-989-0206. So that's pretty much it. If you are not our friend yet on Facebook, I definitely encourage you to be our friend on Facebook at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And if you're listening on Blog Talk, you can hit the follow link right there on our page and make sure you're getting updates. You want to get show information, you want to get reminders, and making sure that you're plugged in every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. But we have a great conversation lined up for you tonight. So I'm not going to spend too much time talking right now because I want to introduce you to my lovely partners that are joining me for this conversation tonight. So the first one I want to introduce to you is our new kid on the block. Already loving her. She's already exciting. Already tons of fun and already getting tons of great feedback about the work that she's contributing to Mindshift Talk Radio. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren. What's up, sis?
My own cheerleader, yes.
Yes, you got your cheerleader. And the other partner, the other lovely lady that I'd like to introduce you guys to, you guys can be very familiar with her. She's been with me since the beginning, from day one, dropping it every single week. We've missed her the last few weeks, you know. So we are so excited to have her back here. We definitely miss her contributions and just everything she has to say on the show. She definitely turns up another notch. So I'm going to introduce you to the lovely Dr. Ayla Cedar, the Natural Zen Diva. What's up, Doc?
Hey, what's up, beautiful people?
Hey, we're happy to have you back. We missed you.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
Now, before we get rolling with this conversation, on my end, I'm hearing tons of feedback. Do I sound weird to you guys?
Yes, there's an echo, a slight echo from you.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Okay. Well,
do you still hear it?
That's a reminder that I need to be quiet. I still hear it. It's like ridiculous, but I guess that's just a sign that it takes me quiet. But it's annoying. So, considering he's doing all this talking, we are going to go ahead and get it started with the show. Because, like I said, we don't have a lot of time tonight, but we have two people that are going to be joining us for our discussion tonight. And this is a great one. If you guys have not read the tagline for the show, it's Friendship 101, and it's Can You Handle the Truth? So you definitely want to stay plugged in, and you'll understand why we decided to title the show this way this week. But it's a necessary conversation. You know, we're always looking to have great mind-shifting conversation. And for those of you that are new to the show, please know that you may not necessarily agree with everything that we say on this show. So we still encourage you to just stick around and just bear with us, because by the end of the hour, you will definitely have a positive mind shift. So definitely stay here with us. But anyway, so this week, like I said, Friendship 101. And so we're going to go ahead and get our conversation started. And I'm going to go ahead and let Big Bone tell you about the first guest that's going to be joining us for the roundtable discussion.
Our first guest offering a male perspective and his male insight tonight is Ricky. Ricky is a friend of mine whom I just love his wit and everything that he has to say, even though we don't always agree. He's just insightful and intelligent and articulate and funny, easy to talk to. So I am just really glad that he could join us tonight.
Awesome. All right. And then we have a lady joining us as well. She is not new to Mindshift Talk Radio. She's been here before on some very interesting conversations, to say the least. And she always has a great perspective to share. I would say that very open and transparent and very sincere and genuine about the comments that she shares on the show. So I thought that she would be a great addition to the conversation, especially because I consider her to be a very close and dear friend to me. And when you talk about transparency, OMG, okay, you will hear, because as a friend, I have to get it. But she's great to be on this conversation, and I think you guys are going to gain so much from her. So our guest that's joining us, our female guest, is going to be Miss Lachey. She is a business professional. She's also a single mother, and she's holding it down working on her PhD. So she's doing tons of awesome things right now, but she took the time to be here with us tonight. So, Shay, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You are welcome. All right, so we are going to go ahead and get the conversation started. You guys pretty much know what the format is. There is no real format. We are sitting around, and we are having our roundtable discussion, and you guys are free to jump in whenever you feel fit. If you feel like there's something that you need to say, then we encourage you to go ahead and do that. We're going to go ahead and get started.
I'm up here whopping with it and swinging my head. Even if I paid for it, it's mine.
I'm whopping.
The song by Houdini.
Whopping. Whopping. I don't know if I'm familiar with that term, whopping.
I'll YouTube it for you.
That was down south.
Oh, y'all hating already, haters. See, well, we talking about friends, y'all haters. But that great Houdini song, Friends, in it, the somewhere
first,
in it, it goes on to say, friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it the wrong way. Now, you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know, I couldn't be much help, because a friend is somebody you judge for yourself. So my question is, how do you define friend, or what do you determine, or how do you determine a friend is?
Well, I would say a friend is someone that you definitely don't get upset with when the first time you hear that they don't agree with everything you say is on the radio. I thought Anita agrees with everything I said. And I have to come on the radio to find out that that isn't the case. So if she weren't really a friend, I'd probably be upset about it. But since we're friends, I'm going to let that slide.
That might change after tonight's show.
Yeah. But, you know, I think a big part of it is being able to approach someone. There's certain things that I feel like I can say to my friends and that my friends can say to me that another person may say the exact same thing, but because of our relationship or lack thereof, or because they don't know how to approach me, you know, they don't know how to communicate to help better me. So I kind of judge my friends by the way that we can speak into each other's lives.
Lachey?
Right. Who's next?
Okay, well, I would just like to say that I am very particular about who I choose as a friend. And I look for people that have some quality that I desire. I look for people who can sharpen me in some way. And those are people that I choose as my friends. And I'm also particular about people that I am a friend to. If I can't help you in any way, I won't be your friend. So the way I look at it is I look for a relationship that can be mutually beneficial. Okay, I see that you have this need. I can help you with that. You know what? I have a need here. You can help me with that. Okay, we can be friends. That's how I choose my friends. And I say that because you have to make sure this is somebody you can be completely honest with. I'm very honest. And if I can't be honest with you, but you're somebody I wouldn't tell you to your face, but I'm going to talk about you behind your back, I will never consider you a friend. And I'll tell you we're not friends. A friend to me is someone that I know I'm going to be helping you with these areas, and you know I'm going to tell you, you know I need help with these areas. And so we have a mutually, you know, a beneficial relationship, and then we go on this journey together into our friendship.
Amen.
I'm different than Lachey. I'll befriend a brick wall. I'm friends to everybody, although with the realization that everyone's not my friend, and probably most people aren't my friend. But I'm just that person. I am friends with everybody. I am friends with people who are probably my enemy, actually, or frenemy, for lack of a better word. But that's just how I am.
Yeah, I probably lean towards Juanita a little bit there. I heard something in church one time where it said the best way to defeat your enemies is to make them your friends. And so I do try to befriend people, even though I guess the way I perceive it is that there are different levels of friendship. Having played sports for a long time, always looked at teammates as a level of friendship, although they may not be my close friends. But when I see them out in public or I see them years later, we still have a certain connection that I probably would quantify as a friendship, but even though we're not that close. So I do find myself befriending a lot of people, but at the same time, I understand where Lachey is coming from, because it's hard for me to consider someone, no matter how well we get along, if we're both bringing each other down as a friend. I don't know how I could call that person a friend if at the end of the day we've both put each other in a worse position than we would have been had we never met. So I see both sides of it, but I kind of find myself befriending all sorts of people.
Yeah, I guess I'm more with Lachey on this one, because for you to be called my friend, I take that word very seriously. I have a lot of associates, but only a handful of friends, because what I consider a friend is someone who, you know, who I can lean on, who I can count on, who's going to be brutally honest with me, who's going to have my back no matter what, who's not going to judge me. So for you to be called my friend, that's pretty major. But I have a lot of associates, but I'm very friendly with everyone. But I do not call, you know, I don't play with that word. That's a word not to be friendly with. So.
That's a good point. You said you're friendly with them. So maybe I'm calling people that I'm friendly with friends, but they're not really my friends. I mean, these aren't the people that I pondered over whether they would be at my wedding or not. We're just, you know, probably associates. Maybe that is a good distinction.
Yeah, to your point, I have tons of associates, lots of acquaintances, I mean, tons. But my friends are people that know my business inside and out. Those are people that you could ask them, you know, my deepest, darkest secrets. Everybody doesn't know that stuff. Only my friends know that stuff. My associates and my acquaintances know my representative, the person that everybody knows, the basic pieces of information about me that I don't care if you know. But my friends know the real, real Shay and my issues and my shortcomings and my struggles. You know, that's the stuff I only share with my friends.
But I guess what gets me is that, I guess using that definition, the people that I look at as probably my best friends, I don't talk to them that often. You know, I was at a wedding last summer in Jamaica of a guy. He was my roommate my freshman year in college. And, I mean, to this day, I consider him to be one of my best friends. You know, he's somebody, if something happened right now, I know I could call him in Orlando, Florida, and he would do everything he could to have my back. But truthfully, at this point, man, we probably talk homecoming, you know, maybe a couple of times a year here and there. But the thing is, when we do, it's as if no time has passed. And so, you know, I would say right now he probably doesn't know everything that's going on in my life just because we don't speak regularly. But there seems to be a bond that we developed, you know, when we were younger that's just never weakened at all through the years. And I consider him a friend, even though there may be people, coworkers, you know, that I talk to daily who are more in the loop with everything that's going on with me. So that's why I tend to fall back on people who can really speak impactfully into my life as those people that I call my real friends.
I think you bring up a good point. I just wanted to add that you don't have to talk to your friends every day. I, in fact, don't talk to my friends every day. The people that I really consider friends, they may only hear from me if something's going on with them or something's going on with me. You know, we need to talk, but just day-to-day stuff, we don't talk. I mean, I talk to my associates every day. You know, my friends, it's purposeful. I think our conversations are more purposeful, but that's me.
You know, and that's an interesting point that you just made, Lashay, and I want us to come back to that point in a minute, but I know before we go ahead and continue to move on with the conversation, we got to take a break and do our station ID, so let's go ahead and do that. And you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, joined with my Mindshift crew, Dr. Ayo Kedar, as well as Juanita Sister Big Phones Warren, and we are discussing friends, and we're talking about friendship 101. And so in that conversation, we definitely want to talk about what we've already discussed about what your definition is of a true friend. And also we want to talk about some of the expectations around friendship. Now, the initial reason we came up with this conversation was because we felt, you know, when we were having a discussion about the show, was just that it seems like the values that we once placed on friendship are no longer there as a society in general. You know, I remember at one point there was more loyalty expected in a friendship. Like Lashay just said, you know, for her, she doesn't have to talk to her friends every day. She believes that there's still quality relationships or quality conversation when we finally do talk to each other. We don't speak often. But then you notice that you're talking to your associates more. But then also, you know, just listening to you guys talking just now, I realized that there was a difference. There was some difference between what Ricky thought in terms of the friendship piece and what Lashay and Dr. Isle thought. So I wonder how much of that divide has to do first with, you know, between males and females and how we view relationships and friendships differently, but also what are the expectations that you guys place on your friends? You know, what do you expect your friends to bring to the table, and what are you willing to invest in your friendships as well? That's kind of where I want to go with the conversation now. So I'm going to start off with you, Lashay, in terms of the piece where the expectations that you have in that friendship, what are the expectations you have, and why do you feel like relationships are, or friendships are not what they used to be?
You know, when we were little, your friend was the person you played on the playground with, you sat with at lunch, you know, you would go shopping together and you buy the same, you know, outfit or whatever. You know, your friends, your needs, I think, change. You know, when you start dating, that's the one who knows the guy you like or, you know, who you have a crush on, who you kiss first. I mean, I think your needs change as you grow up, as you become an adult. I don't need that everyday, day-to-day person, knowing my every step, my every move, I don't need that. So what I do need is, like I said, I'm looking for, I know the areas that I'm weak in. So if I partner with someone to be my friend, I'm going to say, you know, hey, you're really good at this, and this is something I struggle with. Can you help me with this area? And I'm going to be really transparent with that person in regards to that area that I'm struggling with, and he or she may do the same with me. You know, Shay, I noticed you're really good with this, and you know, I want to be able to talk to you about my situation here. So to me, it's a partnership And we have a a pact that, hey, what you share with me is your business, and I won't share it with anybody else. You know, and it's a secret. I'll take it to the grave. You know, but I don't personally have a need to talk to my friends every single day. That's just my. I know there's some people who do. That's just not my thing.
So Ricky, go ahead and you go ahead and share your thoughts on that as well, because I'm interested just to hear the difference from a male perspective.
Well, I guess I've never really had anybody I talk to every day, except for when we live together, I suppose. But for me, I look at a friend as really more of a companion than someone that I'm looking for to help me in the areas where I lack. That probably falls very low on the reasoning for how I pick my friends. I pick my friends mainly through trust. I mean, it's somebody that I feel like I can trust whose character probably lines up with mine, and we have similar interests. So we may not talk every day, but, you know, when we do talk, it's someone that I can talk about what my interests are, whether they be in education or family or sports or investing or whatever, but we have a similar interest that we can discuss, and I can trust them. You know, I feel like their character is in line with mine, so I'm not worrying about, you know, what I disclose to this person. So from what Shay was saying about, you know, approaching someone who's able to help her in areas where she may have lack, I don't know if it's a male-female thing or if it's just a Ricky Shay thing, but for me, I look at that not at all, really. I look more for someone who is more of a companion, so it probably still is more similar to I guess, a childhood friendship, which is probably why my childhood friends are still my really good friends today, because I trust them, and a lot of them, we still have similar interests to this day.
Now, one thing I noticed that both of you guys both discussed, even though you're looking at it a little differently, is both of you still came back to the same thing about how important trust is in the friendship and in the relationship. Because clearly, if we don't trust those individuals that are closest to us, we're going to have a very hard time being transparent. Now, we know that there's still some times where you can have these people that you consider to be your friends where you find it very difficult or challenging to be open and honest about every area of your life. I can say, for Lachey personally, I look at Lachey as my friend, and I have several people that I consider to be my friends, but I can honestly say that she's one person that there's, like, no holes barred when it comes to her. I mean, she's just an open canvas in terms of, you know, being able to take constructive criticism and feedback and also being able to provide it as well, whereas I have other people that I consider to be very close to me that don't share so much. You know, people that have been my friends for several years, you know, probably 20 years, that just don't really want to let you into those private places in their lives. And so it makes me wonder sometimes, I even question, is it me? Is it something that I'm doing as a friend that makes them feel like they can't open up to me? You know, and sometimes we get caught up just wearing our own mask. And this is a conversation that we've had before about how we put this front up and we show people certain parts or certain aspects of our lives, and so it's hard for them to open up and share those deep and dark secrets that they have because they feel like they're going to be judged for it. Or sometimes we feel like people will not accept us if they understand that we're having these challenges and so forth. I remember just a year ago, and I shared this on the show before, where I was talking to one of my close friends for over like 15 years. We were talking, and I shared with her about how the previous year I had been going through some really challenging times, and I was just so frustrated and, you know, suffered from depression and all these things. And when I finished talking to her about it, she was just like, I would have never guessed. You know, I look at you and you have everything together. You're always so happy and all these things. And she was like, I never would have figured that you had the same challenges that I had as well. But Lachey was one of those friends that helped me to realize that I was wearing that mask, that I wasn't showing people my true and authentic self. And so people were not being able to grow in the friendship with me. And it goes back to what you guys said even at the beginning of the hour, when we're talking about how in our friendships we have to be able to invest in each other. We're giving, we're receiving, and so forth. But if you're not doing your part as a friend, if you're not being open and you're not being honest about who you are, then you kind of just, you're blocking off the growth and the potential to grow in this friendship and in this relationship with this person. And I said all that just to go back to what we talked about at the beginning, that it's important for us to be transparent in our friendships. And that's why I wanted to know from both of you guys, what do you expect in friendship? You know, what are you expecting from those people that you consider to be your friends? And are we clear, even in friendship, like we are in relationships, we have male-female relationships, we're really clear about what our intentions are, usually, hopefully, in terms of what you expect, where you want this relationship to go. But do you guys do the same thing in your friendships? And well, do you guys find yourself having those conversations?
Well, I wanted to just piggyback, and this is why I keep the word friend, I keep it for a few people, because friendship is work just like a relationship is work. I mean, you're really mm-hmm. investing in that person. I take that very seriously. If Stacey were to call me and say, I'm struggling with X, and I know the X is something that I'm strong in, then it's my responsibility, I look at it, to get her to that place where I am. At least I can get her where I am. If she calls me and says, I'm struggling with this, and I know, oh, I got that one, I can help you with that. So it's a responsibility. It's an investment. It's work. So I'm not personally, when I say that friend, I'm not talking about somebody I was friends with in kindergarten or preschool. Yeah, those are classmates, or those are my acquaintances. Those are not my friends. Personally, my friend is someone that I am investing in, and she or he is investing in me and my well-being. So that's how I look at it. I know it's probably a different definition, but that's, I really sit back and go, can this person be my friend? Can I call her my friend? Can I do the work that it's going to take, you know, to get her here, and can she help me get where I want to be? You know, so to me, it's a relationship, and I do my relationships the same way, you know, when in choosing a mate, you know, what can we give to each other? What can I give to him? And I think if you're friends with somebody and you can, after years, you can step back and you don't see any growth, you know, then I personally think you should reevaluate that relationship, because for me, I can tell you my friends have helped me get to this point. I used to be here, and now I'm here, and it's a direct result of the friends that I'm with. That's how I can evaluate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. But I also think to a part of what Stacey was saying is that I guess the people that I don't open up to, I don't feel obligated, I guess, to open up to everyone. That's a privilege that I've bestowed on that person, that I'm willing to share things that are personal with them. And if I'm unwilling to do that, then I deem that that's probably because of something that person has shown me in that time period that we've been friends or associates or dealing with each other. So there are certain people that I've dealt with a certain period of time that I don't discuss certain things with, because I've seen how they've handled other things in the time that I've known them, and I just don't feel that I can trust them. You know, a lot of that trust has to be earned. You know, you can't, I don't believe that you can just lay your deepest and darkest secrets or fears or wants or desires on another person and then see if they're worthy of being trusted. I mean, that's something to me that you build towards, you know. Now, if I'm
I would submit, if you can't trust them, then that's not your friend. That person.
Well, but it takes time. I don't know. It takes time to build trust. I don't immediately, at least for me, I'll say at least for me, I don't immediately just trust somebody, you know, without them having earned it or deserved it, or at least me doing my due diligence to see that's somebody that I feel like I can bestow that on. And you don't, to me, you don't become close friends immediately. You know, that not all friendships aren't equal in my mind. You know, that there are some friends that I'm closer with. If I had marital problems, there are friends that I feel like I could talk about everything in my marriage with, and then there are friends, or you may call them associates, that, you know, I just don't feel that close to them that I can share those intimate things with them, you know. And, you know, even if we've known each other the same amount of time, they have to earn that. You know, I don't feel that it's my obligation or my duty to give them this and see if they deserve it. You know, it's more for them to show me that they deserve it, and then I'll begin to trust them with what's personal to me.
And I can respect that because there's different aspects of friendship. Go ahead, Dr. Arya, but I can respect what you're saying, Ricky, in terms of the whole trust piece, because you're right. I mean, we're all coming from different places, and there's different benefits to friendship. I do want to say that as well, is that, you know, for some of us, we look for the investment piece in the friendship in terms of how can I benefit you and how can you benefit me in this friendship. But we can't forget that there's other benefits to friendship as well. For example, companionship is one that you continue to say. Conversation. There are some people that you feel comfortable just having general conversation with, whereas you have other friends that you feel like you can be more comfortable and open with to share some darker things. And then sometimes you just want to have friendships on more of a surface level, just to have those people there that can make you laugh, you know, that can kind of quiet the storm for you. So there's various different aspects and benefits to friendship. So not all friendships are created equally, I guess is what I would say. So I can understand where you're coming from. But go ahead, Dr. Aya.
Yeah, I was going to say that you were headed right where I was, Stacey. There's definitely different levels of friendship. Because I know I have some people that if I just want to laugh, I'm calling them up. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have some people where I know I have an issue and I want to hear the truth, I'm calling them up, you know. So I agree with that. There are different levels. Now, my question is, do you guys think that your friends are a direct reflection of you? Because I've met some people that, you know, they're like, oh, this is my friend, and this person is like the worst mother ever, or this person is like, just has some characteristics that I'm like, you know, and I'm initially meeting this person, and they're telling me about their friends, and I'm forming a judgment in my mind of the type of person that they are because of the people that they are associating with. So do you guys think that your friends are a reflection of you?
Well, yeah, and that's why I think you purposely, consciously choose your friends. For that point, the Bible or every people know this saying, birds of a feather flock together. I don't think it's in the Bible, but birds of a feather flock together. People have heard that many times, and I do think that your friends are a direct reflection of you, some aspect of you that allowed you to attract yourself with that person. I don't think that y'all are twins, but there's some aspect of you in that person, and I think that's what keeps you connected. And for me, that's not because we went to the same school or we're from the same town. For me, that is, there is something in you that I admire, that I like, that I aspire to have, something. If I were to introduce somebody to this person, say, Stacey is my friend, I'm okay with the fact that you would say, oh, well, she's like this, and you may make a judgment. I'm okay with it, or I wouldn't tell you she's my friend.
And I'm with her on that. I do think that your friends are a reflection of you, subconsciously, probably more than consciously. But there's, like she said, birds of a feather flock together. I don't think that all of my friends are identical, you know, but there's some characteristic in that person that I probably share, which is probably why we were attracted or drawn together, you know. So if there were a pattern, you know, if I met someone and all of their friends had the same sort of patterns of behavior, I would assume, maybe incorrectly, but I would make the assumption that this person has that same behavior.
So, Lachey, I Googled what the Bible says about friendship, and the word friend is found 90 times in the Bible. Just useless trivia.
No.
One thing the word says
is a friend is closer than any brother, and that's why I think it's important that we have Facebook friends. I have 2,500 Facebook friends. Obviously, these are all my friends. They're just connections. They're networks. They're people that I know from some part in my life that I've connected with. But my real friend, I'm telling you, I'm a whole different person. I'm really two different people. I'm the person that I present myself to be on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and then I'm somebody else with my close set of friends. you know, because we all have a representative. And, I mean, it would be foolish of me to just divulge everything about me to the whole wide world, right? But you got to have somebody that you can share those things with. And I agree, everybody doesn't need to know everything. That's why you have to have this close set of people. Now, how I choose to, and I'll probably just test people out. And I haven't been wrong, so I'm grateful for that. But I just throw something out to shock you. And it, I might tell you my deepest, darkest secret and then see how you react or, you know, what you do with it. And depending on your reaction, then we can continue. I don't know. And I haven't been wrong. And I have friends. If I tell them, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I gauge to see how shock value. How would you react if I said this? And we can keep it moving after I share that, then, okay, you're pretty cool.
Right. Now, there's one other aspect that I do want to discuss in this conversation in terms of the friendship piece, and you guys see that, you know, in the tag for the show we talked about, can you handle the truth? So I do want us to get into the truth piece in terms of friendship, but before we do that, we're going to do a station ID, and we have an interesting clip that ties into this, so just bear with me.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay, straight face. You're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery. I'm your host, joined by my phenomenal Mind Shift crew, Dr. Ayo Kedar and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren, joining us on the line. And we have two special guests joining us, Lachey and Ricky, joining us for the roundtable conversation about friendship. And it's Friendship 101, Can You Handle the Truth? And like I said, guys, we talk about the truth part. We've talked about the expectations. We've talked about being transparent in our friendships. But I noticed that one area of potential conflict in friendships and relationships can be when it comes time to be honest about someone else and calling your friend out on their stuff. Now, it's easy for us to be in a friendship with someone when, you know, we're being built up, we feel great about ourselves, we're hearing how wonderful we are and so forth, but we all have some stuff, right? We know that there's some things that we all need to correct. We all have these areas of opportunity to grow. And sometimes it's challenging for some of us more so than other people to hear people just be completely honest with you and tell you what needs to be corrected. But it goes back to what we just talked about in terms of a friendship. I think that is a very important element to a friendship is being able to have those people there that do love and support you, but also want to be able to be there to help you and say, you know what, this is not looking so well. You may want to correct this and work with you to be able to correct that. And so I want to hear your thoughts in terms of the truth piece in your in friendships. How important, how necessary do you think it is? And have you guys ran into any conflict with that in friendship? Have you had friends that just could not handle the truth? And how did you deal with that? So anyone can take that.
Well, I've definitely had friends that can't handle the truth. They are the exceptions and not the norms. I'd say most of the guys that I know that I'm close with, I think we're pretty honest with each other. I think a lot of times for men, it's a lot harder to compliment another man than it is to point out his faults. So if anything, the bigger challenge for us is building each other up. It's easy to point out, you know, what we're not doing right, and I think that we're more comfortable with that. But there are a couple of friends that I have that just really, and I still consider them friends, but we all know, we look at them as being sensitive guys because we're like, all right, you know, you know, you can't tell him anything. So we try to put on our kid gloves when we talk to him. And I'd say because of that, those individuals, and it's only a couple of them, but they're probably within our little group of friends, our little clique, they're definitely the most outside, I guess, of the group of anyone, just because they're so hard to talk to. It's like you feel like you can't have a candid conversation. And that's awkward for everyone. So I think being a friend requires, for me, it requires the ability to be able to be frank and abrupt with someone when necessary.
Have you guys run into any problems in your friendships with that? Have you run into any issues with that, Shay?
With being honest, my friends have to know that I'm going to be honest with them. So, you know, that's part of you know, in the decision making of choosing the friendship. I'm going to give it to you straight, and you may not like what I have to say, but it's going to be the truth. And no, I haven't had any problems with it because they already know. And if you don't want the truth, you're not going to tell me because I'm going to tell you the truth.
Dr. Io, you know I want to hear your take on this because you've actually said this before to me even. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't talk to me. So I do want to hear your thoughts about it.
Yes, ma'am. That's official. I have people that they know if you do not want to hear the real deal, Holyfield, please don't call me because I'm going to give it to you straight no chaser. I'm going to tell it to you. And I have friends that are like, they really won't want to tell me stuff. And it's not because I'm trying to judge people. I don't judge you, but I will ask questions to make you think, for you to question yourself. Because, you know, most of the time when people ask questions, you know, the answer is already inside of you. You already know what the answer is. So if you're just calling to talk to me for me to just be like an ear to listen to, that's cool. If you're calling to seek advice, then that's cool. So just you kind of have to know your friends and know what they're looking for. Some people I talk to, all they want to do is they just want to hear themselves talk. They just want to, you know, they just want to talk to somebody. Other people, they really want, they value my opinion. They want to know what I think about it. Now, if after a while I give you my opinion and you keep going the other way and my opinion turned out to be the right way to go, you're probably not going to hear too much more of my opinion. But that's just, you know, my friends know that about me. If you don't want to hear the truth, and people that I consider my friends, it's the same way. I will not call you a friend. If you're going to call and give me fluff, then you're not my friend.
Right. All right, sister, any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns?
A really great friend and I fell out over, actually falling out of a couple of friends, over fidelity issues. And my comments around such, be it they were the one that was being unfaithful or they were going through the situation on the other side, and it's even, you know, coming from a place of love. But what I have learned in those situations is even no matter how much I love you, I will not tell you about your partner's indiscretions that make me any less of a friend or any more of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I just rather put you in a position to see it for yourself because I've been on the end one too many times when you share and it's like, you know what, you're lying, it's not true, and then when it is true and the damage is already done. I've experienced that where, you know, you tell the truth, you come from a place of love, it's not that you're jealous, it's, you know, it's going to hurt the person one way or the other. I'd just rather not be that person.
So how do you draw the line? How do you know where to draw the line in terms of things that you can say and things you shouldn't say?
I think you have to know your friends. You have to know who you're dealing with. You have to know, like, where they're coming from, how they're going to receive you. It's just like Lachey said, you got to test them out. You know, throw something out there and see so you can know who you're dealing with. So.
Alrighty. Well, you guys have been sharing tons of great information, and definitely, well, I appreciate you guys sharing your different perspectives. And Lachey and Ricky, we do have to take a shift on the show for a little bit. It is Mind Shift, so we have to have a shift, but I just would like to ask you guys to just stick around with us for a little bit because we are going to want to hear your thoughts in the next few minutes when we're closing the show out. So if you guys can just be patient with us, definitely appreciate you. But for now, it's time for us to shift. You guys know that with Mind Shift Talk Radio, it is about having that balanced life. And so when we talk about these paradigm shifts, we're looking to grow in every area, mind, body, spirit, health, finances, everything you can imagine. And so as I shared with you guys a couple of weeks ago, one new aspect that we wanted to bring to the show was to be able to give you an extra dose or an extra health vitamin or an extra nugget to help you in terms of your health and wellness. And so we're excited that Dr. Io Kedar is here to be able to join us for this segment and to be able to give you guys some information, give us all some information that we can apply to our lives effective immediately in order to be able to grow in terms of our health and our wellness. So we're going to shift it a little bit and go to our health and wellness tips.
I'm Kyle Lewis on the meter, Dad. It's Grand Poober, baby, and I'm getting crazy cash. What's the 411?
This is
Let me
411
know,
with Dr. Goddard, your prescription for good health.
What's the 411, hon?
What's the 411, hon?
I got it going on.
Hey, yo, I got it going on.
Hey, yo,
hon.
Yeah, all right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is Dr. Aya Kadar, your favorite pharmacist. And the health tip for you guys to put into action this week is about constipation. I see it all the time in the pharmacy. I had a patient today come in who needed help with a six-year-old who had constipation. So constipation it can definitely be caused by an underlying medical problem, such as hormonal disorders or an underactive thyroid gland, or if you have elevated calcium in your blood, or if there's some type of blockage in your bowels, such as hemorrhoids or tumors. But most of the time, constipation is not caused by disease, but it's caused by lifestyle and habits. And it's directly linked to too little fiber in the diet. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is, your goal should be 20 to 30 grams of fiber a day. And we did a fiber challenge last year where you just keep track of the amount of fiber that you're eating, and your goal should be 20 to 30 grams of fiber a day. Now, when you're starting off with fiber, it will shock your system. So don't just bust out with 30 grams of fiber, went from 0 to 30 grams of fiber. Your bowels are going to be like, what are you doing? Okay, you have to ease and gradually add fiber to your diet. Really good sources of fiber, I prefer good sources of fiber include wheat bran, whole grains, whole grain breads, and certain fruits and veggies like raspberries, pears, peas, prunes. Okay, it's a very good bowel cleanser. So try to get fiber from natural sources of fiber in your diet. Definitely you can get fiber from you can get fiber from like psyllium metamucil, the powder, where you're manually taking fiber. But it's better to get it from natural sources and eat a balanced diet. Another thing that can cause constipation is just inactivity, you know, not moving around. So exercising, walking, jogging, things like that can allow your bowels to move. So keep that in mind. Another thing with this is give your body time to have a movement. So commonly after you eat, if you sit around for a little while and move around, drink some warm liquid, you're going to go to the restroom versus grabbing a sandwich and walking out the door. Grab a sandwich, sit down, and wait, and give your bowels time. There's definitely some medications that can cause constipation. If you're taking iron or calcium supplements and acids, even prescription drugs like antidepressants, some antihistamines, they can cause constipation. So if you recently started a medication and you've noticed that your bowel movements have changed, you need to talk to your doctor about that. Lastly with this, guys, laxatives, okay? I know the docs love to prescribe laxatives. You know, go ahead and take a pill. We are in a pill-driven society. Go ahead and take a pill for everything. But I strongly encourage you to be easy with those laxatives. They should really be used for, you know, if you really, really absolutely have to use it, because they can weaken your bowel function and cause dependence, meaning you're not going to go unless you take a laxative. You don't want to do that. So laxatives really should be avoided if possible, and they should only be used occasionally. So keep in mind, just this week, count your fiber. 20 to 30 grams of fiber should be your goal. Read the labels, and you can see exactly how much fiber you're taking. And don't forget, fiber will not move without water. So you have to make sure you're drinking lots of water to move that fiber. And that is your health tip with Dr. Ayo.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Ayo. I had to mute myself out because as soon as you said constipation, I felt uncomfortable.
Me too.
This year, I was like, oh, I don't feel so comfortable with this topic.
I wasn't ready.
I know. I really wasn't ready for that. But, I mean, hey,
talk about
a mind shift. Yes, indeed.
Sounds like constipation. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, but great. But, no. But stop laughing because, you know, it was a good tip. And I'm not even going to be that transparent to talk about why I think it's a great topic, great conversation to have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You smell the boo-boo breath lately?
We all
you can smell it all, people.
Mm-hmm.
That is bad.
I can smell it.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. One thing that I have found that has been great is this bile coffee. Remember, I was telling you about the bile coffee challenge. And I know for me personally, like, from forever, I was always trying to figure out other ways to incorporate more fiber into my diet. And I had no clue that as you start to take more fiber, like you said, you have to drink more water to get things moving. And so I would take, I would eat these Metamucil crackers and do all this stuff. And I'm like, but nothing's happening. And then it was like, oh, okay, well, the water piece is necessary because then you just walk around feeling really bloated and uncomfortable. So I'm glad you shared that piece. But that bile coffee that I've been taking, that I've been drinking, it is awesome in terms of helping your digestive system and not having those issues like you just discussed in terms of the constipation and so forth. I think that's great for people that don't seem to be able to get enough fiber in their diet, or and one of the strong ingredients in it is wheatgrass, and wheatgrass alone in itself doesn't taste very well, but it's really good in that coffee. So I think we just have to find some more tasty alternatives, I guess. When you talk about fiber, I'm glad that you shared, like, your specific things, because I'm always confused in terms of figuring out what's the best fiber source. So, good stuff. No one wants to be backed up walking around, right? Anywho.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Got to keep it moving, right. So we're going to keep it moving with the show because we're coming up towards the end of the hour. And again, for those of you that are listening online at mindshifttalkradio.com, or if you're tuning in by phone, thank you so much for checking us out tonight and making sure that you're here with us every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific for Mindshift Talk Radio. Definitely encourage you to join us on Facebook, Mindshift Talk Radio, or Facebook.com, /Mindshift Talk Radio, or you can find us here on Blog Talk and hit the follow link so that you can become our friend and stay updated with the posts and the information for the show and so forth. But the last piece that we do want to get into before we end the show and before we bring our guests back out to join us to close the show out, we want to make sure that we have another mind shift moment. And this is another new segment that we introduced to you guys this year in terms of having Sister Big Bones just share some more timely information with us. And so we're going to go ahead and go into that segment now.
Right eye, bang, soft head, ear ring. Just a few of the things I like about you.
This is your mind shift minute with Sister Big Bones.
Can a brother walk you home? Can I walk?
Friends, a term that seems to have lost its meaning as we use it so casually these days, so much so that friending is something we do on Facebook, which, by the way, you can do if you've not done so already, Mindshift Talk Radio. Greek historian and essayist Plutarch stated, "I don't need a friend who changes when I change or who nods when I nod. My shadow does that much better." And I couldn't agree more. But what is a friend? A person whom one knows, likes, and trusts. As we hear countless tales about friends running off with another friend's materials, money, or mate, I don't think our issue is defining a friend, but being one. Be the kind of friend you'd want to be, but start with yourself. Like yourself, trust yourself, know yourself, love yourself, befriend yourself. You're listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and the Mindshift crew, Dr. Aya Kadar. Our guests tonight are Lashay and Ricky. And I'm the big boned one, yours truly, Sister Big Bones, and this has been your Mind Shift moment.
Awesome. Thank you, Sister Big Bones. So, as I said, we are coming up towards the end of the hour, and this has been a great conversation, just hearing the different perspectives about friendship and what it takes to be a true friend and what the expectations are, and even, you know, just being clear that our friends are a reflection of who we are in some shape, form, some aspect of who we are. And so I do want to encourage, I do want to invite Lashay and Ricky just to come back and share your final thoughts about tonight's conversation. If there's any, there's one thing that you could leave with our listeners about this conversation and about the importance of friendship, what would be that one piece that you would leave with them? And I'll start with you, Lashay.
Lashay?
Uh-oh, we may have lost her because I don't hear her. Okay, we'll come back to Lachey.
Sorry.
Oh, you're there. Okay, we hear you.
Quickly, I would just say, you know, be careful about the term friend that we throw around and choose, be purposeful about the people you choose to have in your friendship circle.
All right, thank you. And Ricky, what are your thoughts?
Well, when it comes to friends, someone said, I forgot who, but they said a friend will stick with you closer than a brother. Just be careful what you share and whom you share it with. And I do agree with Lachey that we should be purposeful with who we choose to be our friends. So I definitely took that away from this conversation tonight.
Great. Well, I thank you guys both for joining us tonight. Thank you, as always, Lachey, for always adding so much value to the show. And thank you for being our newest person on the Black Working. We definitely want to have you back on the show in the future. So thank you for taking time to be with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, so Dr. Ayal Kedar, still so very excited that you're back with Ms. Chica. And just a big bump. That was an awesome Mind Shift moment. Yeah, so any final thoughts that you guys have for our listeners? We have about 3 minutes left.
Yes, I will say you guys need to go back in our archives and find a show where Chris Gloss talked about iron sharpens iron, okay? If you want to talk about friendship and what friends are and how you need to elevate yourself and what the purpose of friendship is and who you have in your life, you guys need to go back and listen to that show. That's my closing. Iron sharpens iron, because that is what a friendship is. They should be able to elevate you.
And I improve that message. Definitely. Sister, what are your thoughts?
I would again say I think our biggest challenge is we don't know how to be friends to ourselves. If we were friends to ourselves, our friendship and our circles would reflect that. So I think it starts with, you know, making those choices that are important to us, making those choices that show ourselves to be our friend. It says that to be a friend, you show yourself friendly. We have to start being friends to ourselves, and from it being health decisions to what we say about ourselves, what we say about others, what we put into our body, what we watch, what we listen to, what we do, and who we surround ourselves with, we have to start with being our own friends first, because you can't be to someone else what you're not to yourself.
That's solid. And just to piggyback on both of you, I'll start off with Dr. Ayal before when she talked about going back and listening to the replays. Definitely, I encourage you to go back on the show. I know Chris Gloss was on the show quite a few times, and he talked about iron sharpening iron, but I know the one in particular that we titled after that was back in June or July. It was actually July of 2010. So he's been rolling with us for a minute. Always excited to have the possibilitarian here. But that show that Dr. Ayal Kedar was referencing was back in July of 2010. And you can still find that online at mindshifttalkradio.com. But again, there were other shows here where he shared the same message, but that was a solid one right there. So definitely encourage you to listen to that one. And the one piece I think kind of summed it up for me tonight was the part that you shared, the Mind Shift moment. It's a big one when you just talked about how in order for us to have healthy, happy relationships, we have to be those individuals that we want to attract in our lives, basically. And it goes back to what you said before, what everyone said in the conversation, that our friends are a direct reflection of who we are in some way, shape, or form, in some type of aspect or mindset that we have. Those are the people that we attract into our lives. And so if you're not in those happy, healthy relationships and friendships, definitely encourage you to look at yourself. And then make the changes within you that need to be made in order for you to experience those changes in your friendship. But thank you for tuning in to Mind Shift Talk Radio. Again, make sure that you're here with us every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we will speak to you guys again next week. Be blessed. Talk to you soon.
Mind Shift Radio.